إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخواتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Inshallah, this is going to be a continuation of the explanation of the book Al-Muntaqa by Sheikh Majduddin Ibn Taymiyyah al-Dimashq Rahmahullah Ta'ala Abwab al-Awani, the chapters concerning Al-Awani. Al-Awani is a plural of the word Al-Amiya. Al-Amiya is also the plural of the word Al-Ina. So here we have Jam'u al-Jam'i, that is plural of plural. So the singular of Al-Aniya is Al-Ina. Why the Jam'u of Al-Aniya is also Al-Awani? So the Sheikh says, Abwab Al-Awani, the chapter on Al-Awani. What is the meaning of Al-Ina? Al-Ina does a container, a vessel or a container, that is small container, small vessel. So this is called Al-Ina. باب ما جاء في آنية الذهب والفضة. The chapter concerning the ahadith on the vessels of gold and silver. We know that the vessels or the containers or utensils can be made from different things. We have the one that is made of some wooden material, some from clay, some from iron or steel, aluminium, and the likes. All these are what? Awani. But the Sheikh wants to talk about the ruling of Aniyatu Adharu Al-Fiddo. If a container or a vessel or a utensil is made of gold and silver, what is the ruling in Islam? عن حذيفة قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا تلبسوا الحرير ولا الديباج ولا تشربوا في آنية الذهب والفضة ولا تأكلوا في صحافها فإنها لهم في الدنيا ولكم في الآخرة متفق عليه. From Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, رضي الله عنهما, who said that he heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, لا تلبسوا الحرير, do not put on الحرير, that is silk garment, ولا جيباج, do not put on جيباج. جيباج is a kind of garment that also has silk in it. It's not completely silk, but it has what? Silk in it. وَلَا تَشْرَبُ فِي آنِيَةِ الذَّهْبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ, and do not eat from the bowl made of gold and silver. Do not drink from the bowl made of gold and silver. وَلَا تَأْكُلُ فِي صِحَافِهَا, and do not eat from the plate. فَإِنَّهَا لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, it is for them, that is for the kuffar in this world, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, and it is for you in the year after. So this hadith, let us know it is wrong for the Muslims to eat in the bowl and drink in the cup of gold and silver. This is an-nahy, wa-nahy yaqtadi at-tahrim. According to the scholars of Usul, when we have a forbiddance from the Quran or the Sunnah, it means it is haram, illa linafs, except if there is a text that softens the implication, that takes it from being haram to being makruh. So in this case, لا تشربوا في آنيتي الذهب والفضة ولا تأكلوا في صحافها, the nahy here is للتحريم, it shows it is haram, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنَّهَا لَأُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, it is for them in this world, then for you in the year after. It shows it is not permissible for a Muslim to eat and drink in the bowls made from gold or silver, from the utensils made of gold or silver. One will understand from that it is over wrong to eat with a silver spoon or with a golden spoon. Because when you eat with a spoon, it's like what? You are eating. Because if you are forbidden to eat from a bowl or from a plate of gold or silver, then taking it to a spoon that is made of gold and putting it in your mouth have the same ruling. So it is wrong to eat with silver spoon and to also eat with gold spoon. So, and that is why what some worthy people do is not permissible, eating with silver spoon or with gold spoon. This is not permissible. And that is why a lot of scholars have also said what some people also practice by eating gold. By eating gold. Have you heard of that before? Some people eat gold. There are some drinks, some cakes that they will put some gold on it. Just like crushing the gold, for instance. And they just spray it on it. The way you spray some things on, maybe on snacks, like some snacks that are sprayed with sugar or coated with So some people they do this with gold too. A wealthy man showed me a drink. He told me the amount that he got it. He got it from, Burj Al Arab or some Burj Al Arab in Dubai. Just a drink, apple drink. But if you look at it, you see gold. Huh? You see gold under it. You drink it with the gold. So he gave it to me. That maybe I will, you ask questions about it. I was treating something. When we got to that place, then I criticized it. And he said, okay, he had it at home. So he went to bring it. That he would do something like that. People would eat it. So he brought it. So when I saw it, he gave some people to drink. He gave me, I said, no. And I'm not drinking. Funny enough, one of the attendants, he's one of those in attendance. Months later, he said he admired me for one thing. I said, what? He said, the day so-and-so person brought so-and-so, he had just criticized that thing, then he went and brought something like that. You were not moved to watch by pleasure that you should drink from it. To know that people are watching you. Even when you do not expect people are watching you. The reason I didn't take it was what I've just criticized, it's not permissible. Then the fact that somebody brought it and I saw it for the first time, you know, I would be moved in a drink. So okay, let me have a taste. But I just add that in that, no, I'm not interested. So the point here is that at times, you see people eating gold or drinking something that has gold in it. So what are we doing? Will it be permissible or not? This is where I digress. Will it be permissible or not? What do you think? Is it permissible? Same, it is not permissible for you to drink from the plate. What about you now eating that particular thing itself? Now they said it has what medicinal benefits, that maybe it removes some things from the body, just like say some things are what do you call it, the oxidant or something like that. He said it flushes out some of this thing. What I'm saying is that it is permissible to eat it, maybe it is sprayed on a cake and things like that, even with that intention. So if you call him Ali Rahmatullah in Zadul Ma'aj, talked about something like that, it's not permissible for one to eat good. So the point here is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تشربوا في آنيتي الذهب والفضة ولا تأكلوا في صحافها فإنها لهم في الدنيا ولكم في الآخرة. So it is clear when you said ولكم في الآخرة that it is not permissible to eat from it, to eat from it and to drink from it. Not that it is tested, it is haram. Because it said it is meant for you in the year after. Yes, the goal of the year after to be won by the inmates of Al-Jannah, it's not the same thing as the goal in this world. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, likewise the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah said that أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ وَمَا تَعْلَمْ نَفْسٌ ما أخفي له من قرة عين. So this tells us that there is just resemblance in name, but the actual thing, the way it is, nobody knows it, and nobody can describe it the way it is. So there is just resemblance in name. There is resemblance in name, but they are not the same thing. But the one who drinks from the silver container or gold container in this world will be denied that in the hereafter. Even if he enters Al-Jannah, he will be punished for that, except with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is clear that it is haram for one to do that. It is haram for one to do that. The next hadith, he said muttafaqun alayhi wa huwa bi baqiyat al-jama'a illa hukm al-'aqd minhu khassa. So it is for the jama'a, except the rule concerning what eating from it. وعن أم سلمة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الذي يشرب في ناء الفضة إنما يجرجر في بطنه نار جهنم. متفق عليه. أم سلمة, one of the wives of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, reported from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that the one who drinks from the container of silver, إنما يجرجر في بطنه نار جهنم, such a person is just swallowing in his stomach نار جهنم. نار جهنم, that is hellfire. متفق عليه, it is agreed upon. ولمسلم, in the report of Muslim, إن الذي يأكل أو يشرب في إناء الذهب والفضة, إن الذي يأكل أو يشرب في إناء الذهب والفضة, the one who drinks from, the one who eats or drinks from a container of gold or and silver. You know, in the other report, he said إن الذي يشرب, there is no يأكل جه. إن الذي يشرب في إناء الفضة, there is no ذهب جه. But here, in the levy, يَأْكُلُ أَوْ يَشْرَبُ فِي إِنَا إِذَا أَدُوَ الْفِدَّةُ إِنَّمَا يُجَرْجِرُ فِي بَطْلِ إِنَا رَجِهَا النَّمْ. Now this hadith of Umm Salama makes it clearer. Makes it what? Clearer. The hadith of Uzaifa is فَإِنَّهَا لَأُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. So we said, this shows it is haram. What makes it clearer is the hadith of Umm Salama. إِنَّ الَّذِي يَشْرَبُ فِي إِنَاءِ الْفِضَّةِ إِنَّمَا يُجَرْجِرُ فِي بَطْنِ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ. In the report of Muslim, إِنَّ الَّذِي يَأْكُلْ أَوْ يَشْرَبْ. So both kuthab and what fiddah are mentioned here. So the message is just like the message of the hadith of Uzayf ibn al-Yaman, but it is more emphatic here that the person is only swallowing in his stomach, dragging in his stomach, nara jahannam, hellfire. Just like what Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. It shows eating or drinking from the vessels of gold or silver is a great sin, because it is connected with what? With fire. It is connected with fire. And the ruling is general. It covers both males and females. So a male should not eat from the vessel of gold or silver, and should not drink from the vessel of gold or silver. It is general. both male and female are involved in this. Now the question is, can we benefit from gold for other reasons apart from eating and drinking? You know, the hadith talks about eating, drinking from the vessel. What about if it is not for eating and drinking? We said earlier that even if you are eating with a spoon of gold and silver, the hadith is applicable to it, because the spoon is what? It's like a smaller vessel. Are you with me? And that's why one of the Jabata boys years back, when he said one cannot eat with spoon, it is better to eat with spoon. So I asked, if you want to drink water, how do you drink it? Can you use cup? He said yes. If you can use cup to drink water, that is a bigger spoon. That's a bigger spoon. Because if I use spoon to take water and want to put it in my mouth, smaller spoon. Then I use cup, bigger spoon. If I use spoon to eat what? Rice, smaller spoon. If I use spoon, if I put my hand what in it, and what, put, maybe it is like when I want to drink, I carry the bowl and put it in my mouth. What is that? Bigger spoon. And that's when you are saying something, look at those who will know what you are saying. So if you say it is permissible for somebody to drink akamu by putting the bowl in his mouth, then it is haram for the person to use to put small spoon in the mouth. Which one is if you want to encourage people to use what? When they are using their fingers, it's not compulsion. Huh? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who eat with his fingers. Huh? He say it's good. But to say it is haram to do that, I don't know of any scholar that says that. If I went, Sheikh Mubil Ali Rahmatullah was asked about this, he attacked those who say it is like that. So not Sheikh Al-Alwani, not Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, not Ibn Baz. So where did you get this figure of it is haram for somebody to eat with a spoon? And the one who eats with spoon is going to dwell in hellfire forever. Subhanallah. So whether you drink with a silver bowl or you drink with a spoon is the same thing. So it's not permissible. But can we use it for something else? Some scholars said no, it must not be. That is the bowl now, speaking of the bowl or the container. Can you use it for something else apart from drinking and eating? Some scholars said no. Some scholars said no. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned eating and drinking. So we should not extend it beyond that. And one of the evidences that supports the position of these scholars is that Ummu Salama, who reported this hadith, had a children. That is something like as small as a bell, you know that small bell. Just a container that is as small like a bell. So in that container, there are heirs, or there were heirs of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if anybody fell sick and things like that, they will come to Ummu Salama radiallahu anha, and will pour water in that container that have the heirs of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and will shake it and give it to the person to drink. And inshallah, the person will become well. The person will become well. So the heir of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are taking something that have to do with this in the previous lessons. But the point here is that she had what? Junjun of feedstock, of silver, not good. Of what? Of silver. So that is why some scholars are of the opinion that one can use it for something else. Like Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen alayhi rahmatullah is of this opinion, that you can do the istimal for something else. then you can do the itikaf maybe for decoration and things like that. Maybe you decorate something like that. Some scholars are of the opinion that you can use it for decoration, you cannot use it for something else. You can use it for something else. However, we know that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Adhani haram ala dhukuri ummati hillun li inasi." That is gold and harir and what is it called? Silk. Are what are haram for my for the male of my ummah, and they are halal for the females of my ummah. So this is haram, is general. If arm is general, so you cross, so you are going to specify it, or you are going to what? Specify it. How are we going to specify it? We are going to use this hadith. Inna alladhi yashrab fi aniyati al-fidda innama yajarjir fi batni nar jahannam. Inna alladhi yakul aw yashrab fi aniyati الذهب والفضة إنما يجرجر في بطن نار جهنم. So we say, yes, the women, they can make use of it for decoration, but not for eating and what. So now we have done the taxis. Are you with me? So we should not understand that the females can what? They can eat with silver plate or gold plate, eat with silver spoon on the likes. No. We should not understand from that that it is permissible to do that. Now, the issue of gold, you know, Sheikh Al-Albani alayhi rahmatullah even did some taxisot again concerning adhani haram ala dhukuri ummati hillun li inasihi. He said the women should not put on circular gold. Do you know that position? That the women should not put on circular gold. What do you mean by circular gold? That is necklace, ring, and what? The bangles, the anklets, so the earring. All these are what? They are circular, gold. Based on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, من أحب أن يصور أو أن يحلق حبيبه حلقة من نار فليحلق حلقة من ذهب. Whoever wants to adorn his loved one with حلقة of hell, he should adorn him or her with what? حلقة of gold. من أحب أن يصور حبيبه صورا من نار فليصوره صورا means that. So to the end of the hadith. So the Sheikh, based on this hadith, said it is not permissible for the women to put on golden rings, golden necklace, golden bangles, or anklet, earrings. It's not permissible. So the Sheikh and some notable scholars, they deep on this matter seriously. The book of the Sheikh that is called Adabu Zivar discuss this issue extensively. Some scholars, they differ with the Sheikh on this. Some say the hadith is da'if. Some who authenticated the hadith said the meaning of the hadith should be directed to the males, not to the females. Because we already have the hadith, Adhani haramun ala dhukuri ummati hillun li inasihi. That the meaning of the hadith should be directed to the males and not to the females. And this is what Mustafa al-Adawi in his book Al-Mu'annak did. He wrote a refutation on the position of Sheikh Al-Albani alayhi rahmatullah in that book. Wallahu a'lam. What most scholars are found over ages is that it is permissible for the females to put on those items even if they are made from gold. As for the hadith, the author of Abu Hurairah, that he will not adorn his daughter with something of such. So scholars said that is out of watch, out of trying to be what, to have something of zuhud. Not that because it is haram. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to his children that he kuntum tuhibbuna hilyat al-janna wa harirha fala talbasuha fi dunya. If you love the hilya, the adornment of al-jannah, and the harir, the skirt of al-jannah, fala talbasuha fi dunya, do not wear it in this world. Despite the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave Umama, the daughter of Zainab, when something of gold was brought to him, he said, "Ya bunayya tahalli bi hadha." Oh my daughter, adorn yourself with this. It shows, we can say, maybe something that the lady in the watch may avoid, but not that it is haram, it is permissible for them, because it is theirs to adorn the resource. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَتْمَنْ يُنَشَّعْ فِي الْحِلْيَةِ وَهُوَ فِي الْخِصَارِ غَيْرُ مُبِينٍ. So the women, theirs is to adorn themselves. Only that when they adorn themselves, they should not be displaying the adornment. Nevertheless, it is not permissible for them to eat in gold plate and to drink in gold cup. It's not permissible for them to eat in gold plate and in gold to drink in gold to eat in gold plate and drink in gold cup, in silver plate and silver cup. This is something of consensus on this. There is no permission for the males and the females to drink or eat from this. But as for adorning themselves with gold, this is not permissible for the males, but it's permissible for the females. Adorning oneself with silver, if it is ring, it is permissible for the male. But if it's a necklace, a bangle, it's not permissible for the males. These colors we treat it as what? Tashabbu bin nisa. Any man that puts on bangle or what is it called? Necklace, this is said to be what? Tashabbu bin nisa. Now what is the meaning of a wristwatch? Are we going to consider that as what? As bangle as well, or it's not bangle? Now most scholars, they do not have problem with it. Since it is what? It is for what? Checking time. It is for checking time. Not something of decoration only. Now, the area some scholars have problem with is if it is made of iron. If it is made of iron. So some scholars, they also have what problem with that, they have it made of iron. Because of the man that was putting on what iron. So then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he should throw it in. So they said, a wristwatch that is made of iron, it's like bamboo. Then if it is made of iron, so that's another aspect that should be checked. However, Sheikh Al-Albani alayhi rahmatullah, who authenticated the hadith of not allowing the iron ring, himself did not have problem with putting on a wristwatch that is made of steel. He said the hadith is talking about the ring and not what? And not the wristwatch. So he's talking about the what? The ring, or the one that is made of iron. Like most of what you are wearing today, it has been mixed with what? Maybe it's steel and things like that. So the major thing is that if it is not with the intention of decoration, if it is with the intention of just knowing time, so most scholars do not have problem with this. So can male also have golden pen, golden, is it allowed? Is he allowed to make use of golden pen or silver pen? For those who believe that one should not take something like that, they will go against it. And that's why we avoid the use of gold and what silver as much as possible, except in those areas that we are, that are allowed, like the silver ring. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a silver ring as well, so on which there was a Muhammad Rasulullah. وعن عائشة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال في الذي يشرب في إناء فضة كأنما يجرجر في بطن نارا رواه أحمد وابن ماجه سمني. وعن البراء بن عازب قال نهانا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الشرب في الفضة. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم forbid us from drinking from فضة. فإنه من شرب فيها في الدنيا لم يشرب فيها في الآخرة. مختصر من مسلم. All this is correct. Huh? This is abridged from Muslim. So the same thing. The ahadith are saying the same thing. Now question. Gold plated watch. Huh? Gold plated watch or ring. Can we use it? Not pure gold, but gold plated. Now? We cannot, we can use it. Now scholars, they have two views on it. If it is not pure gold, but it is gold plated, maybe they just put some gold on it, they plate it with gold. Some scholars of the opinion, since it is not pure gold, and we have the hadith, Naha Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's Zab illa muqaffa'a. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbids the use of gold illa muqaffa'a, unless it is something very small. So that's why some of the opinion that you have a wristwatch like this, the hand of the wristwatch, when I say the hand, you understand that it, maybe it's made of gold. Can we make use of that? Some said we can put that under the hadith of illa muqatta'a. Now it is gold plated. It is not gold, but gold plated. Some said this may be permissible too. Because if you are to scrape all the gold with fish, it is plated. It will be something very small. Why some said no, it will be deceptive. It will be deceptive because when you use it, you'll be telling people that you are not wearing gold. And a lot of people are not very skilled, so to say, or very conversant with the real gold. So that way it is better voyage. Even the one that is not gold, but it is gold color. and not necessarily brass. Maybe they just it's not gold plated, it's not gold that they used to plate it, but they just give it that color of gold. And there are some wristwatches that you buy for you buy for 3,000, 4,000, and when somebody see you, sees you wearing it, this man is rich. You not saying that the watch you have just gotten it for 2,500. Is it okay for one to wear that? So most scholars will say you better avoid that, because you explain yourself. Yes, we can't really say it is haram, but you explain yourself. Recently somebody gave me a wristwatch, but he has a shining like some of the areas there shining like gold. I wore it one day, the second day I couldn't put it on because I was that explanation. Someone will see, you say, oh, Sam is wearing gold, golden watch. This one will say, no, it's not gold. Start to explain yourself. And what is common is a statement, not a hadith of the Prophet Allah Sallam, that a good person does not put himself in a position of watch of tuhma, where people will be accusing you, people will be alleging you. And that was why when the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was doing an itikaf, and one of his wives came visiting, he wanted to see her off. As they came out of the masjid, they saw two men. What did the two men, what did they do? They increased their pace. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said something in what they did. He said, Ala Riflikuma, take it easy, Inna Sofiya. It is Sofiya. He said, SubhanAllah, that is that you are not alleging the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said, what in the Shaitan Yajri? In Ibn Adam Majlis, tell me, Shaitan flows in the son of Adam the way the blood flows. So, and that's why it is very, very important in Allah still one of us. Particularly when people are looking at you. So for people, what they want to, they gain their revision not from what you see, it's from your action. Some people will say, if it is not permissible, so and so person will not be what? Will not be doing it. Forgetting that person is what? Is an ordinary human being that commits sins the way they also what? So they raise him above his what? Above his status. They raise him above his status. So they pick their religion from him. It's not their statement that they are looking at. They are looking at the actions, what do you do? Even when you move with the innovators, you are mingling with them, you say, if it is Aram, so and so person will not be doing it. They've got to watch, answer. The property that person is what? Human being. It may be the love of worldly material that has led him to do that. And that's why we don't leave text, we don't leave text. And start following what? A particular malam, blinding. It's a human being. He can make mistakes. So you stick to the text. But at the same time, malams should also not put themselves in areas where the people will get misled as a result of their actions. And this is why a lot of people who do or give talk today or give lectures, they caution themselves. If they have not been giving lectures, maybe they wouldn't have watched, cautioned themselves that much. But because they know that people are looking at them, we should be in forefront of those who are what? Implementing what you are telling the people. We should be in forefront of those who are not acting against what we are telling the people. But one thing is that don't forget they are human beings as well. When they go wrong, know that what? They have gone wrong. You pick the truth and don't use them as what? As evidence. inshallah we stop here. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Harir and Dibaj. Now, as I've said, Harir is pure. Dibaj is Harir that has some other, like cotton or something like that mixed with it. But the Harir there is also much. In the Sharia, it is permissible to add silk to your clothes. Maybe you just use it as decoration here. So this is what is permissible, as you have it in the hadith. Maybe like Salata Asadi or Arba Asadi. That is little. Just like the case of what? Good. So that of Harir also has something like that. When the Harir is much, yeah, it is not permissible for the males to put it on. So Allah wa'ala. Now, what is the ruling of the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So that's the best example, so to say. Now, we have heard what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said concerning the use of gold. Leave what the rulers are doing. Don't emulate the rulers. Don't emulate the rulers. During the time of Umar, he said to the people who were in charge of innovating the mosque, he said, Akimnu Nas al-Matar. That means, protect the people from the rain. وَلَا تُحَمِّرُوا وَلَا تُصَفِّرُوا. Do not paint red, do not paint yellow. He said what they should do is just to prevent the people from being beaten by rain. Don't paint the mosque. But today we are painting the mosque. We are painting the mosque. But during the time of Umar, we discourage something like that. Because they know what we attract the people. Somebody has come for Salah and is looking around. Maybe he's a poor man. His house is not as beautiful as that. So he gets distracted. So this is the message. And Abdullah bin Abbas said, لا تزخرفونها كما زخرفت اليهود. A time will come that you Muslims will be decorating your masajid the way the Jews did. And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من أشراف الساعة أن يتباع الناس لبناء المساجد. It is part of the signs of last hour. You see the people competing in the erection of masajid, that the masjid is better than yours, is more beautiful than yours, and things like that. So when the rulers started decorating the masajid with golden door, with this, with that, so this undoubtedly is a deviation from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the scholars will say it's not okay, but they only because of that start fighting the rulers. This is what the Khawarij do not understand. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us a lot of things concerning the rulers, that they will be doing this, doing that. He said, "Fasbiru, be patient." He said, "Wala yanzi'anna ahdu minkum yada min ta'a." You should not say because of that you are not going to obey them. And that's why somebody who is a Sunni, a Salafi, is the best person. You can't be the best person in terms of practice of the deen except to a Salafi, because a Salafi sticks to the text. It will not be someone that will be carried away by the emotion. And when he makes mistakes, he tells you this watch is an error. How it is played. So some scholars, they say people who are watch decorating the masajid or they are painting and things like that, they said we cannot be harsh on it because the people are also decorating their houses today. So the masajids are not more beautiful than the houses of people. The people are painting the houses, which they will not do before. So when you paint the masjid, alhamdulillah, when you paint the masjid, you are not doing something that is what? That is far from what the people are doing to their own paternal houses. But the use of golden door and the light, this should be avoided. Wallahu a'lam. Golden mic. Is it really golden mic? Or panda? Okay, the one they use in Makkah, Medina. Okay, you've seen it? I don't know the one they use. Golden award. Is it really good? Like the World Cup. The World Cup is good, or? Is it permissible? Based on what you have tweeted, using it for something else other than what? Scholars they differ on that. Now, now the question is during iftar. During iftar, people are not allowed to eat in the masjid, and maybe a learned person, be a student or a scholar, wants to break his iftar. So to what extent can he, what can he do? Let me put it that way. Now breaking the soul, the iftar or the fasting is the easiest thing. So without a sip of water, you have broken your what? You have broken your fast. So if you want to go and eat, you can go home and eat. Then if you have what? A date, just one date, you can break your fast with that. They won't stop you from just eating one date. But for you to put mat in the masjid and start eating, that is what they may not welcome in some masajid. And the way they, I think some of the masajid in Saudi Arabia, they are trying to prevent such, because the way the people will litter the masajid at times. So this is the reason why they are preventing it. And the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has not said that you should bring your food to the masajid for iftar. They didn't say that. So you can't really fight the people over that. Wallahu a'lam. So, last question. Now I think this has been discussed, that the tusk, the bone, all this, it can be used. It can be used according to what is the Arabia. We can use this. Allah Almighty. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك.
اللهم اكبر اللهم اكبر.